phone books, yellow pages, and your business.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I have a really interesting story that goes along with my business story and the phone book. Okay. When I was younger, telephone books were how you found people. Okay. They were how you found people that you knew through the white pages of the phone book. For those of you who aren't familiar with telephone directories, the pages that are white, we would normally refer to those as the white pages because those were the ones where you had most residential people being able to be found. So if you knew somebody's last name, you could find them in the white pages in most cases. Okay, and then the yellow pages were the pages where all the businesses were. And specifically, businesses that paid the phone book a little more to be highlighted on the yellow pages. And so you have larger ads there and everything else. And those are separated by subject. Now, this is for people that aren't familiar with phone books. In the old days, you'd get a handful. Actually, when I was just starting out in business, there were three or four phone book companies, and they were very thick, large manuals that you would get from, and even in a small area, you would get really large books delivered for free because so much advertising went into the, and so much money. It was a very lucrative thing. And it was something that entire businesses thrived off of, paying for one advertising source, and that was the phone book. So this is a phone book. This is the latest one. This is from the Yellow Book Company, one of the only phone book companies that I see out there anymore. And these guys, this one's for Medford and Grants Pass here in Southern Oregon. Also includes Ashland, Central Point, Rogue River, and White City. And I remember when I first started out, they're not as thick as they used to be. They're a lot thinner. There's not as many advertisements. Very few people are willing to pay for the advertising. Back in the day, it actually cost quite a bit to get into the phone book because you're paying once, and this is going to sit on somebody's counter or somewhere where they can reach it. It's going to sit there for a very long time, oftentimes way past the date at which it's labeled. That this is labeled for 2021 and 2022. So we'll see how long these exist. I would predict that you're still going to see phone books into the future. They're just going to have a different flavor, and they're going to go in a slightly different direction, because nowadays, as we all know, if you search into Google, it's easier, quicker, faster than going into a phone book. Google has been able to kind of develop their own phone book algorithm. As long as you're typing in something that can be seen in a phone book, oftentimes the local section in Google is going to pop up with all the people that fit that category based on where you're searching for. But also, if you put the name of the town, you're going to see that real quick. Now, when I first started getting involved in business, this started becoming a thing, and phone books started losing power. And one of my first clients was telling me that they got all their business via the phone book. For years and years and years, 20 plus years, they had been getting all their business via a phone book ad. And now they're at a point to where they're getting less and less, and they knew they weren't paying enough attention to online work. So a lot of my early work was helping typical business, brick and mortar businesses, get over onto the online space. And what I ended up learning is the phone book was still useful, and it might be in your market also. There's a few things you want to look for. Are you playing toward an audience that would pick up a phone book and look for the subject line that you'd be under? Are you in a subject line that's typical, or could you be in a subject line that is something that somebody would be looking for in a phone book? You may not fit everybody that's in that subject, but if you can find a way to squeeze into there, is that worthwhile to you? And then are you in an area that still has phone books? We're in an area that has a whole lot of retirees and an elderly population, people that still use phone books intensely, and a lot of people that just aren't online or aren't actively online. And so, but believe it or not, that's still very, very common. And so you can still see, I could flip through this phone book, I haven't looked through this one much, and I could still see subjects, and you can always tell it's the ones with the biggest ads. Okay, so on the back you've got DirecTV. Okay, this is a large company, they can afford large advertisements like this. In the front you've got the locksmith, the local locksmith. And the other ad is for the phone book itself. Not as many ads as you used to. You used to see a lot of ads for lawyers. That used to be a very common thing that you would see very large ads for. Oh, let's see. We still have a lot of restaurants, plumbing ads, still a lot of very large plumbing ads, full page color plumbing ads. But you can find out a lot about an area by flipping through a phone book. And whenever I'd be traveling, I'd go and I'd be in the hotel room. One of the first things I'd grab is the Yellow Pages and flip through and see, what industries are paying for advertising in the phone book here. And it's an interesting thing. But the one thing you can learn from phone books is that technology changes. And so often people get caught up with one type of technology, one type of advertising, one way of delivering an item, and they get really scared about losing that format instead of realizing that formats come and go, that styles of advertising come and go, that's just technology. That's always gonna change. Books are never gonna go away. They just change their function because other things pick up the slack. with the onset of digital, with the onset of mobile phones, you're getting a different flavor. You're getting competition that didn't exist before. And you have to realize this when you're working in any type of advertising. I heard somebody talking about the other day. Let me see, what was it? It was, and I probably won't even be able to come to my head, but I remember the conversation very clearly, and it had to do with the fact that people were, it was a format that people just, they refused to give up on. Oh, I know what it was. It was people saying that it was auto dealers. That years ago, these auto dealers refused to work with internet ads because they were scared of losing their position as, specifically the sales staff, of losing their ability to do anything because the internet was taking over. Instead of taking advantage of the internet and making their jobs easier and finding the people that are looking for them and delivering them there, they let themselves be gobbled up. And there's still ones out there. There are still salespeople out there that are allowing the internet to take over and apps to take the place of salespeople. There's no reason why that needs to happen, because a human can always bring another level to things. But you can have somebody that is fully educated on what it is that you're selling and know exactly what they need and have money in hand ready to buy. If you take advantage of the pieces of the internet that are useful to you and then add the thing that the internet can't provide, which is human contact, back and forth, question and answer, that will always be needed. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Realize what you're good at and what you're not good at and let the rest go. This is technology and it will never stop. It's our entire life. The internet is not the last thing. Mobile phones are not the last thing. Just like these Yellow Pages, when they first came out, they were not the last thing. They're just the next format of technology, and it's going to constantly change from here on out. So get ready for it. Don't be scared of it. Learn it. Figure out what you can do best and what the new technology can do best, and move forward. You'll beat out the competition for sure. Other ways to beat out the competition I talk about in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon-Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy by going to amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow night. You have a great night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.